Crabs and delights, and other Louisiana food, entertainment, and family fun. All at the St. Amity Crab Festival, September 10th and 11th, Heritage Park, Slidell. Gates open at 11, 12 and under, get in free. More info at stamitycrabfestival.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Some good music, right? Okay, Phil, Cajun Buccaneer, get started.
This is going to be a magnificent show. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all forms of evil. God bless America. For yours is the power and glory forever and ever. Amen, Lord Jesus. Now listen up, brothers and sisters. We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. That's right, to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with freedom and justice forever and ever. Amen. Remember I said it. This is going to be a magnificent show. Wake up, America. Amen.
Jesus and America rocks.
Rock and roll, Jesus. Let's go.
That's right. We are a republic, not a democracy.
Well, you know, that's very true. We are not a democracy, and it seems like as long as I've been alive, I was taught that we're a democracy. But we know, I was also taught that we're a constitutional republic, but I hear on TV we're a democracy. I hear the mainstream media say we're a democracy. Biden loves to say we're a democracy.
All Democrats do.
And the Republicans too, though. I've heard Rhinos. Steve Scalise say it. I've heard, Tucker Carlson says it all the time. Hannity says it, and I found out that it's in their contract. They actually have to say it.
Yeah, that's... Yes.
So the other day I was having this discussion because, you know, there are some Ivy League PhDs, elitist scholars who have like triple educations. They're very educated. They're so educated that, you know, you can't speak to them because they're so intelligent that you're not intelligent enough to speak to them. Those people insist we're a democracy. And the reason being is because the states themselves are technically a democracy because one vote, one person, majority wins, majority rules.
Right.
So the states themselves are technically democracies, but the United States is a constitutional republic.
That's correct. The Democrats want a democracy because they want the two biggest blue states in the world, California and New York, to decide all elections. They even want D.C. to become a state.
Well, the rate we're going, they're planning on removing the Electoral College. This is something that they are actually working towards.
They will do anything for power.
They're mentally ill, dangerous psychopaths, every one of them. They're mentally ill, dangerous, Nazi, Chi-Com, British elites from around the whole world. They own Holly Wormwood. Look that word up, Holly Wormwood. Can you tell me what Holly Wormwood means?
Can you?
Yes, I can. They're using propaganda left and right on us. just like all the other stuff they're doing to us, they're war criminals. They're using propaganda warfare against us, germ warfare, biological warfare, and chemical warfare. They're guilty. They're guilty. They need to be arrested and put in the jail that they got our patriots in. As a matter of fact, let's take all of our patriots out of that Washington, D.C. gulag and turn them into prison guards for the people in the White House. It's got to stop right here, right now. This is madness. Let's stop it now. They're murdering our people. Wake up, America. Amen.
Amen.
You fired up, huh, Phil?
I think we all are.
I'm ready. I'm ready to stop the war. I want to stop the abortion. I want to stop the vaccinations. I want to stop all the murder that's going on this planet. And we need to have all the same mindset now and get ready for it, because they're coming after us. We got plenty of money. Let's pull our resources like our forefathers did. Let's pull our family and our riches and everything else together. Put our minds together and stop this madness right now. America's still the leader in the whole world. Remember that, because we follow Lord Jesus, and America is number one, period. Wake up.
That's right. I got breaking news, Martha. Did you hear that LaToya the Destroyer, Cantrell Obama, she says she will not repay the $30,000 in travel expenses?
Yes, I did hear that.
Put her in jail.
It's criminal.
I'm gonna read what the article
steal
says.
$30,000. You couldn't steal $30,000. Nobody out there listening to us right now can steal $30,000 without going to jail, unless you're the mayor, LaToya the Destroyer. I've been fired up for a long time because I recognize what's going on. You need to have the eyes of Jesus Christ instead of snake eyes, Edwards, and all the rest of them, Biden, all the rest of them. Look at their eyes. They got snake eyes. You and I, we got Jesus Christ eyes.
This is in reference. This is from Fox 8 News website. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, a.k.a. LaToilet the Destroyerlet, Cantrell Obama, says she does not plan to pay the city back for first-class travel upgrades on overseas flights, despite policies put in place by the city council. The policy states all traveling city employees are required to seek the lowest fares available or reimburse the city for deluxe accommodations. The chief administrative officer says the law department is still reviewing whether or not the mayor needs to reimburse nearly $30,000 in taxpayer money. At a press conference Thursday, September 8, Mayor Cantrell says the trips and expenses were made in order to better New Orleans. Oh, my God.
Oh. There's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with this. Somebody out there has got to blow some whistles. We need whistleblowers all across America and expose these people. They're murdering our kids.
Hurry up, Governor.
They want to vaccinate your kids. They want to vaccinate all of us and kill us. It's the science of assassination. Vaccination.
Hurry up, Governor Billy Nungesser.
Yes, please hurry. Hurry.
I talked to Billy at Politics with a Punch. He said the first thing he's doing when his hand comes off the Bible, state troopers will be patrolling Orleans Parish.
Yeah, they need to.
Amen.
He said, and the monuments are going back in their rightful places.
Amen.
And he'll even have LaToya arrested if she survives the recall.
That's right. Restore history, don't destroy it. Restore history, don't destroy it. Fund the police. Give them more money. Don't defund the police. Defund the enemy. Wake up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's criminal what's going on, and I think a lot of people are waking up.
Yeah,
they're seeing it. Everybody's seeing it, and if you're not, you're just not looking, because it's late and it's right in front of your face.
Eileen Carter couldn't join us tonight. She's busy with, she's the one that started a recall against LaToya, LaToilet.
Right. And let's see if we can get some callers in. I have this gentleman.
Smitty.
Let's see what his name. No Manny or something like that.
I got a call online.
He's working on
Smitty. Oh, you got calls on your?
No, go ahead.
We got Smitty from New Orleans. Good evening, Smitty.
Hey, how you doing today, John?
I'm doing great.
Well, I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that this Sunday we're going to start in the neutral ground of Magazine Street at Louisiana, and we're going to have a pub crawl and recall of LaToya Jackson. We'll be having our clipboards. We'll be taking signatures so we can get this recall effort more and more going. And then we're doing that starting at 12. And one, when the game kicks off, we'll make sure we're in the bars and the pubs and watching the game, getting signatures. And it'll be a go Saints and go away LaToya day.
I'm more go Tigers. I can care less about the National Felon League right now.
Uh-oh.
Clipped off. Oh, Smitty, call back. We go to Mark from – we go to Jambalaya Rock and Roll Publicity Director, West Bank Mark. Good evening, West Bank Mark.
Hey, buddy. I'm on the West Bank right now. I'm about to go watch that band Contraflow.
I'm going to be joining you after, too.
Yeah, at St. Andrew's School tonight in Algiers till 10 o'clock. Come join me. It's a big fair they're having this weekend. It's a good cause. Also, Lynyrd Skynyrd's tomorrow night in Biloxi. So, look, John, if you come out there, let me know. I'll get you a cheap ticket, okay, buddy?
Okay.
Just let me know. We can go. It's the Guns and Bible Tour. It's the last Lynyrd Skynyrd tour. But I wanted to say this on a serious note, even though everything I just said is true. They're letting the crime get out of control in every big American city at the same time. George Soros appointed all these DAs at the exact same time. So it doesn't matter what the police do. They can arrest all they want. But if the DAs keep releasing all the criminals, that pretty much emboldens many, many, many criminals to do whatever they want, right? Because they know they're not going to actually do any long-term time in jail. And so therefore you have a situation, not only in New Orleans, although it's bad here, but in every big city now. But why would they do this? To relocate people? Why would they relocate people? To grab up what they leave behind, real estate wise, scare people out, create that submission state that through the fear. And also another thing, they want a mass surveillance state for all Americans. And a good way to get that with the facial recognition cameras, which LaToya Cantrell recently brought up as a solution, the AI technology, the drone technology to replace human cops. How can they implement that and people not go like, wow, this really looks like a George Orwell chapter in 1984 novel? You know, how do you do that? You let the fear get out of control. You let the crime get out of control. And it's easy to implement this system. And even a social credit system will be in place soon, just like in China, where we're going to have a point score in, you know, our social credit system. We're going to have a point. Each one of us is going to have a point tally. And if you get below a certain point, you either get penalized or you can't be part of society. You can't travel, things like that. That's happening in China now, and that's coming here. But, John, you need the technology to be in place for that. And if people get scared enough from this crime, from all the carjackings and the broken windows and all the people getting shot, this and that, in New Orleans, for example, it'll be easy to bring in the facial recognition cameras, which is critical for the social credit system. So I wanted to get your take on that. And look, I'll see you tonight in Algiers, and I'll see you at Lynyrd Skynyrd tomorrow night in Biloxi. Okay, buddy?
Okay. What's my take on it? The first thing they got to do when Trump gets back in power and gets the right attorney general like Jeanine Pirro is prosecute George Soros. Deport him from the United States. Freeze all his assets. What's your take on that, Martha?
Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. But he's not the only one. There's about 1,000 to 10,000 of them that need to be prosecuted and put underneath the jail.
You got that right.
Tried for treason and save America, sovereign nation. Go back to, what was it, 1876 before they started this. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with it, but two corporations, something about changing us from America to of America. And then in 1876, and then again, Woodrow Wilson in 1913, initiating the Federal Reserve, which is criminal.
There's
so much going on.
Woodrow Wilson's the one started the income tax for World War One to help pay for World War One, and the Democrats saw all the money they were getting and said, oh, we're gonna keep this going. We're going to keep this gravy train going.
Right. If Americans would begin to understand that America is a corporation, and that began in 1876, and that we've been a corporation for over 100 years, then they'd begin to understand why corporations have so much power today. But people don't believe that. They don't want to open their mind or look
fear.
Into it. They don't want to see it. They think that you're a conspiracy theorist when you talk about it. And it's I don't know. You don't. I don't know what to do about that.
And all these big corporations back Democrats.
Yeah.
Except for one, you know, Goya Foods.
Yeah.
They're big Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And AOC the donkey started protesting Goya. We got less than a minute to go. Before the first break, call in lines 504-556-9696.
That's right, 504-556-9696.
You listen to Holy and Patriotic Jim Alive.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
You're listening to University of Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns football on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Okay, we're back on.
All right.
Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show. This is the Flaming Conservative with my special co-host tonight, Martha Huckabee from Liberty or Lockdown.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be here, and
I'm honored to
fight
have you.
The good fight, John. And you know, that's all we can do: use our voices to speak the truth and just shine the light in the dark areas.
Because
there's a lot of darkness out there.
That's right.
Yep.
Now, before we finish, go back to LaToya. I need to. I witnessed on Instagram. A certain somebody was calling us the R word.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know, you can't control everyone.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. You can't control people. You can only control the outcome that comes out of your mouth. So I learned just to start to ignore people.
Thank you.
You know, you just ignore them when they're calling you something. I don't know. They're just exposing themselves, really.
I want to tell. I can't imagine his name. I want to tell Captain Black something. Martha is like a sister to me. She was friends with my late baby sister Shannon, and she's friends with my sister Natalie. Martha's part of my family. I only met her maybe last year, but she goes deep back in my family roots. Martha's a very good friend of mine. Now,
when people call you names, it's because they don't know you, or because something's lacking in their own life. So if somebody's out to get you over a particular situation or something, I've only met that man twice in my life. So for him to go out on a limb and start calling me a cluxer on Instagram only made himself look really bad, because little did he know that, I have people who are looking out for me, like you and many, many other people. And then you notified me, and then I was able to write something, on my Facebook page explaining exactly how and where I met Captain Black, which I've only met him twice in my life. Once, and it was around 2013, somewhere around there. He was asked to remove me by a lady by the name of Alice Munger. She is a big rhino. A huge rhino. Now,
a slimy rhino, right?
A big one. And she's wacko jacko, too. This lady is not stable in the mind. And so he actually took orders from an unstable rhino to remove a woman of God from the premises. He didn't know me from Adam. I have never met him or laid eyes on him. And he took it upon himself to grab me by my right arm on my bicep and to pull me out and try to remove me from Zia's restaurant on St. Charles Avenue at a Women's Republican for New Orleans luncheon, and because Alice Munger told him to. The irony of this is he pumps up that fist, the black fist or the colored fist. They make it rainbow colored, or they put I think his is the African colors. So you pump up that fist, which is a Marxist fist.
Yes.
And so it actually shows how radical he is. So you see what he ended up doing was he exposed his radicalness. He's a radical person hiding out, or maybe he was trying to lean to the right because he liked particular, things that some of the people on the right were saying and doing over the last 14 years or however long he was running with the Republican women of New Orleans. What was he doing running with the Republican women of New Orleans? I don't understand all that. So the Federation president at the time, June Williams, and Gina Gore, the VP, and Christy Thomas told him, no, she's with us. And he released me. And my friend Terry and I walked in together. And that's the only time I ever met that man. And fast forward to September 2021, when, what was her, Nivea Nguyen?
Vina Nguyen.
Vina Nguyen was running against LaToya Cantrell. And she came and spoke at our club. And he showed up a second time. That's the second time I ever met him. So for him to call me a cluxer when he does not know me is criminal. It's criminal. He put it out on social media, and he's going to possibly have to deal with that at some point in time.
Let me let y'all know something. Martha is not a racist.
Oh, no, there's not a racist bone in my body. But I don't need to justify that or explain it, because the people who actually know me know that that's just propaganda that the left has put out, because I am a truth speaker. I will say the truth. I won't hold my tongue when it comes to that. And I'm pointing out a lot of the rhinos in the Republican Party. So, the Republicans are now coming after me, and I guess they're using him. So, but it's all good. So, but I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you standing up.
I appreciate
that.
I will look out for my friends.
And thank you for asking me about that. I appreciate that a lot.
I want to share something light. How you like my new T-shirt?
Trump won. Yes, he did. Trump did.
Thank you, Deplorable Dion, for letting me meet you at the signing party at Amy Miskell's house Sunday. That's who I got it from.
Oh, that was nice.
Made by Michelle Hurstis.
That's nice. Nice shirt. All right, well, we're going on a break.
Okay, we got to go to break now. Call in.
God bless you all.
Call in number is 504-556-9696. We got to go to a break. We will see you in the next segment. Stay tuned.
Can we not program news, or we got to run the news?
We have to, but not this break.
Okay. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Show on WGSO, where winning gets so outstanding.
Not scared. Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Congressman Garrett Graves says, according to an independent study, Louisiana is the most overpriced state in the country for flood insurance. He says the nonprofit group First Street did the analysis. Graves says he's seen some premiums go from $560 annually to $8,000. He believes FEMA's rate hikes are an overreach, and the agency should be investing in infrastructure to protect areas vulnerable to flooding instead of overcharging policyholders.
That is the right thing to do, is because then you address the real issue, which is the safety of our community.
He says those rates will continue to climb unless lawmakers intervene. Just a day before what's expected to be one of the largest tailgates in Baton Rouge history, statues honoring Mike the Tiger and Shaquille O'Neal, as well as other locations around the Tiger Stadium, were spray-painted by vandals. A crew got busy and cleaned the graffiti up by mid-morning. LSU was set to take on Southern University on the football field for the first time ever Saturday night. This is news from LRN.
Hey, y'all. Find some festival fun around the state. September 9th through 11th, Tiwassee Antiques and Art Show in Thibodaux. September 10th and 11th, Oldies But Goodies Fest in Port Allen. September 16th and 17th, Natchitoches Meat Pie Festival. September 17th, Creole Classic Fest in Thibodaux and Highland Jazz and Blues Festival in Shreveport. September 22nd through 25th, Alligator Festival in Luling. So make your plans to laissez les bon temps rouler.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Plan your road trip at LouisianaIsATrip.com.
It's like a match made in heaven. Louisiana rice and Louisiana crawfish. And man, oh man, do they go together. Think crawfish and rice stir fry, crawfish and rice casserole, our world famous etouffee. Simple Louisiana ingredients, rice and crawfish. Cajun, Creole, baked, fried, boiled, however you like. Just start with rice and give those little mud bugs some spicy Louisiana love. The proud farmers of certified Louisiana rice invite you to visit startwithrice.com for recipes. Brought to you by the proud farmers of certified Louisiana rice.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs. Nawns area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734. Patriotic Jambalaya, Flaming Conservative, with my buddy, Martha.
Right, I want to make a public service announcement. So we have the Women's Republican Luncheon September the 16th from 11 to 1 p.m. at Andrea's. It's $37, I think, at the door. That's 11 to 1 p.m. September 16th. And our lineup for guest speakers is Christopher Alexander, founder of LACAG, Louisiana Citizens Advocacy Group.
Yes.
Yeah. And Dr. Randy Russ, who is working hard on the election fraud here in Louisiana, putting all the statistics together for us, for those who, when we did a lot of the canvassing, and also just he's been working for about, I think, a year or two on this with a group of people, John Scanlon. I might be saying his name wrong, but there's a lot of people who are Louisiana citizens that are working to restore our election integrity. And so he'll be another guest speaker. And then we have Michael. He's running for school board. Michael, I'll find Michael's last name and make sure I give that to y'all correctly. So you definitely want to be there. That's September 16th, 11 to 1. And you can email us at info@womensrepublicanclubofneworleans.com. That's info@womensrepublicanclubofneworleans.com.
Thank you, Martha.
All right.
Hey, Martha, can you hear me, Martha?
I can.
Yeah, listen, that's got to be the priority for the entire year, to the end of the year. That's right. It's to restore the integrity of the vote. If we don't have no integrity to our vote, then they're really raping us financially and it's stealing everything we have.
Yeah, this is a very important luncheon.
But I say, when I go there, I'm going to say, listen, I want to sign a paper ballot. Okay?
That's
right.
Give
me a paper ballot. I don't want nothing else.
No machines.
Don't let me touch the Dominican machine.
That's right.
Don't let me touch the computer. Let me write my name and who I want to vote for and my driver's license number, whatever you want. Just let me have a paper ballot because I don't want more, you know, any kind of fraud. Voter fraud is a form of abortion, brothers and sisters. They're aborting America. Wake up. Think about it for a minute.
Yes. Tell me about it.
Amen.
Patriots out there, sign up to be poll commissioners. You can earn $200 a day. But that's not why to do it. The reason why we're doing this is to serve America, keep voter fraud at bay. We want free and fair elections.
That's exactly right. We want to get rid of the voting machines so that we're not open to the internet. And don't let them tell you we're not open to the internet, because we've proved it already. We're definitely open to the internet.
I never watched
that
movie yet.
They stole the election,
is right. And they've been stealing it for decades.
They're a bunch of rapists. They're raping America and the whole world. They're a bunch of drug cartels. They're using biological propaganda, chemical, and germ warfare against everybody in the whole world. They got to go to jail. There's got to be another replay, because all these people like Joseph Goebbels, all these people need to go on trial. They need to go to jail. Let's make those prisoners over there and that gulag over there, prison guards, and put them in jail. Turn the tables on them, because that's what they're doing to us. They're outflanking us. They're outworking us. They're outfinancing us. But this can be turned around. Wake up, America. Follow your Bible. Amen.
Amen, buddy.
That's right.
Okay, and before I get back to before we get back to LaToya, I'm planning a Patriot Fest for Memorial Day weekend 2023, possibly a 2-day fest with entertainment, and I'm gonna have guest speakers like Governor Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor Albert Guillory, and the whole GSO crew is gonna be speaking too.
When's this?
I'm trying to shoot for Memorial Day weekend 2023. I'm going to try to get the Pontchartrain Center in Kenner. I wanted to get the Zephyr Field, but someone talked me out of it, if you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
But I'm not letting him control. I'm not letting that person control me. I'm letting God guide me on this one, Martha. Go where I'm celebrated, not tolerated.
That's good. I like that. That's very, very good.
And I plan on having a car show. I like to have a Harley ride, half from Baton Rouge to the Pontchartrain Center, the other half from maybe Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, to the Pontchartrain Center. A Harley ride, Bikers for Trump.
Oh, that would be fun.
And I plan on getting Scott Pressler. I'll send him an email. I'm waiting for him to contact me back. He's a good, lively speaker. Josh Bernstein, WGSO All-Star. I mean, Ringside Politics All-Star. That calls in every Thursday morning.
Uh-huh.
Plus Governor Billy Nungesser. I'm calling him Governor, Martha. You forgive me.
Go right ahead.
Lieutenant Governor.
Going to be Governor, yeah.
Lieutenant Governor.
We're going to put him in.
Amen.
Lieutenant Governor Albert Guillory, State Treasurer John Schroeder, Jeff Landry. Okay, no. United States Senator John Kennedy. Not getting Bill Cassidy Obama.
Oh God, Bill.
No,
Cassidy.
No. He's a rhino. He can join the Democrats.
Yeah.
And it's possibly some more speakers, but I plan on getting some good bands, a little variety for everybody, rock and rock, hard rock, country, some top 40, enough to satisfy everybody, every taste. We're gonna have a car show too.
You talking about the rhinos, Phil?
Yeah, the rhinos. That's right. The rhinos are all double agents. They are worse than demonic hypocrites. And I do mean demonic hype, you know, demonic lie, demonic hypocrites. They're worse than them because they're stabbing us in the back. That's why my theme song to this day is, they smile in your face. All they want to do is just take your face, your place, and your nation. Wake up, America, man. Stop them from stabbing us anymore.
That's right. And I'm just in the planning stages in this festival right now. I'll keep you more to date as it goes. All I know is I heard not to use Eventbrite for ticket reservation.
Well, yeah, you know what happened with them. The LAGOP used Eventbrite, and they sucked all their money out and refused and paid back the people who paid it to the event. So if it's a conservative thing, but that's all rock band music, I think you'd be safe. I think you'd be okay with Eventbrite, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not talking about politics. You're talking about
this is gonna be
satisfying everybody's, you know.
This is going to be a Patriot Fest.
Musical genre.
This is to benefit WGSO, to put us on the FM band and try to get us on WCKW 100,000 watts.
I believe in you.
100,000 watts of power of tower, and we'd be able to hear WGSO from Beaumont, Texas to Pensacola, Florida on the radio.
I think you're taking up a good cause.
And we're going to be on the FM band.
I like it.
That's right.
I'm with you.
And we're going to give the station down the dial from us, give them something to think about. They think they're the only talk in town.
Give them help.
Right.
Let's go FM right now.
I can tell you what this call letter stands for. Wide World of Liberals.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Now back to LaToya the Destroyer Obama. So where Sunday, as Smitty was telling me, we're going to be at Tracy's on Magazine Street and Louisiana Avenue taking signatures for the recall. I advise every patriot that don't live in Orleans Parish to come out and volunteer, because we got to save New Orleans. New Orleans is the economic engine for the state of Louisiana and Mississippi Gulf Coast. We need to save this city. We got the best port in the South.
Yes, we do.
We have all the seafood. We have the oil and gas. And our roads are crap.
And they're just trying to destroy our culture. We have culture here that you can't find in most places. I mean, people come from all over the world to experience New Orleans culture. The rhythm and blues, the jazz bands, the brass bands.
Mardi Gras.
All of it. The French Quarter, Mardi Gras, everything about it. We're unique.
Yep. LaToya's trying to run like Mark said earlier. The Aspen Institute, we need to put all of them under the jail. LaToya got to go. Ship her back to Compton, California. She's nothing but a hood rat. Did you see that video of her in a girl's bathroom picking a fight with somebody?
Yeah. She almost got a butt whooped.
Why for the life of me, why did we elect a hood rat piece of trash like LaToya?
Well, okay, so apparently she moved here when she was like 17, and so she made her way, and so the people of New Orleans, the black people of New Orleans have like welcomed her into their, you know, their New Orleans ways, and so she's been accepted as a New Orleanian when she's not a New Orleanian. She's definitely straight out of Compton. Her behavior is as if she's out straight out the ghetto. She has no couth. She speaks to people like trash, even people of just everyday ordinary people and people of political stature or just good people. She talks to them like trash. She has no manners.
I heard there's a picture floating around of her wearing a tight shorts.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm not getting into all that.
She's really ghetto, but
I'm not getting into that. We just need her out. She's not a good mayor. She's definitely an Aspen Institute. You know, she got in that way, and they knew she would help destroy the city.
I met Walt Isaacson about 5 or 6 months ago. He was having a book signing someplace on Elysian Fields, and I was told to go over there. And I handed him I got a free book from him. I'm handing my card. He's talking to me. They were nice to me until I handed my card. I work for WG radio talk show host. First thing out of their mouth, they said, "Oh, you work for Jeff Currier. He's a big racist." No, Jeff is not a racist.
Again, those people calling us the thing that they probably are themselves.
That's what they are. That's exactly right. Yeah. They're
the racists.
Ghetto goons. We don't need gun control. We need goons. Ghetto control. Ghetto goon control. Don't take away our guns and let the goons and from the ghetto take our planet over. This is a worldwide thing that's happening right now.
We have to go to a break. We got 10 seconds left.
Right.
You listen, WGSO 990, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. Call in line 504-556-9696. We will be right back.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs. Nong's area Tiger fans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Welcome back, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show, Flaming Conservative, with my guest co-host, Martha Huckabee from Liberty of Lockdown. Call in line 504-556-9696.
All right, callers, call in.
Okay, we gotta remind people again where the recalls are gonna be this weekend.
Yeah, you can go to www.nolatoya.org to locate a recall location. That's nolatoya.org. And they have all the recall locations right there on the website. I think they need like 57,000 signatures, somewhere around there.
Yes.
And I'm not sure where they're at, but by Friday, Or when was that? When did I go out there? I don't even remember. I'm losing track of what day. Sometime at the end of last week, it was already about 9,500.
Yes. Well, we got in 4 hours at Amy Miskell's residence, we got close to 500 signatures. That's
a lot. Incredible.
Yes, it was lined up. It was both just as many blacks as whites that came Sunday.
Oh,
Rico.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's nothing racist about this.
No. I believe strongly that we're going to get them.
That's right.
More people are turning up to recall than they did to vote for her.
Someone needs to go to, whoever's in charge need to go to Baton Rouge and Kyle Ordoin's office, make sure he doesn't do any sneaky stuff like he did with the John Bell Edwards recall.
Oh, I'm not sure what happened with that. He was responsible for that?
He's the Secretary of State. John Bell probably threatened him or something, or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I never did understand what happened there. I mean, they had a lot of people doing footwork to get Edwards recalled, and a lot of people showed up. But I think LaToya is going to have many, many more.
Yep. Her first recall was not successful.
I think that they really, you know, this last thing where she showed up to court and
sided with
the criminal.
Yes.
The robber. She sided with the criminal.
That
and the family. I mean, could you imagine being the family and the mayor sides with the criminal? I can't even imagine the mayor going to court, siding with the criminal against the family that the criminal had harmed.
Tell me about it.
They're trying to protect the criminals. They want to protect the criminals and exalt the criminals over all of us. They're turning the tables. We need to turn the tables on them. They've been doing this for a long time, you know, from the bottom to the top. They're the Nazis, not us.
They are.
They're calling us what they actually are. We are not the enemy. They are the enemy. Brothers and sisters, let's be like William Wallace. Let's be like the Patriot. Let's be like our forefathers, you know, and let's do it for our country, our family, our friends, our jobs. Everything is at stake right here. These people are a bunch of snake eyes. Look at their eyes. They're evil snakes. Look at the eyes of a patriot, and you see the big difference. Wake up, America.
It's very true what you're saying, actually. You can look in the eyes. You know, I always thought that when I looked in the eyes of the former press secretary. What was her name?
Jen Psaki. Circle
she back. Had soulless eyes. Just
that's right.
Black soulless as could eyes. Be soulless. There was nothing in there. You know, I joke about it saying she's a clone because they were just soulless, you know. I joke about it. Like, that's got to be a clone. But, I mean, I know that's a conspiracy theory. And I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying that she's soulless. Something's wrong with these people. They're soulless. And
the eyes are the windows to the soul. The Bible says it. The eyes are the windows to the soul.
Yeah.
You know, if you see somebody and they got pretty eyes and, you know, they don't look snaky, those are people that follow Jesus. The ones that follow Satan, look at Joe Biden. Look at all the rest of them. That's why I'm telling you. Look at the patriot eyes that are in jail right now in that gulag over there. That's why I want to make them to be prison guards for them instead.
Phil, you're getting radical.
Calm down,
well,
Phil.
I've been radical a long time. Wake up, America.
Calm down, Phil. Calm down.
Yes, sir.
Calm down, buddy.
Well, we understand. It's getting frustrating. It's crazy out there. People are getting frustrated, but...
On a light note,
they're
Phil...
They're making a dangerous psychopath.
On a lighter note, Phil, congratulations for finding a new love.
I love America, and I love you, America. I love family, I love God, and I love people, and I love my job, and that's what you got to do, too. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay.
You got any other topics you want to talk about?
Yes, let's talk about our president, President Donald Trump. I think with this FBI raid, that really lit the base up on fire. It lit him to have more rallies. I would like to get him to come to Patriot Fest, if possible, see if we can raise enough money to get him over here.
Nothing's impossible.
I know. Give it to God. I would love to have President Trump come speak at the Patriot Fest.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm gonna make this a great festival. It's gonna be the talk of the town. It's gonna make Mardi Gras. I don't know what you call it.
You know, I was at Mar-a-Lago like a couple of weeks before it was raided. Did you know that? I was there. Right there in front of the president. I was about 5 feet away from him.
You lucky gal.
There was probably about 50 of it, or maybe 30. It wasn't a large crowd. It was very private. And I'd flown there with my friend Terry, who's the president of the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans, and Juliet and her husband. And a few others, another one of our members, she flew with us. We were invited there, and we had a wonderful time. And you know what's interesting, too? We actually quietly prayed a prayer while we were there in front of him. You know, we were praying for him, and what do you know? Look what happens, you know, within a month later or so. Wasn't too long after the raid.
I think God's working some.
God is definitely working behind the scenes. So
everything's going.
I'm not throwing in the towel. I don't believe it's over with
everything
yet.
Everything that's going on right now is in the Book of Revelation.
Yeah, but I'm not thinking that this is the end. I'm thinking, you know, America is going to be something it's never been yet. We haven't achieved it yet because for the last 100 and something years, they've stolen our America from us. So we've been slave to the corporation. We've not been a truly free nation. We need to achieve that. America is going to be the best country in the world. And we've actually not been what we thought we were.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. And just now it's being exposed. So now we're seeing that we have we've lost our sovereignty. And that China practically owns us. And all these different types of laws that are illegal that they've put on the books. And then watching what they did with COVID and seeing how they were able to use the medical, I call it the medical complex. They have the media complex and then they have the military complex. It's all...
Well, we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. The IRS,
yeah,
income tax
needs to go away.
The United States,
that's criminal.
We got sales tax,
right, and state tax,
not state income tax,
right. Well, I'm saying each state has its own tax,
right.
So we're taxed out the wazoo.
There's no wonder why politicians become fat cats, become career politicians. They get. And we also should not have lobbyists.
No, we don't. We shouldn't.
Serve one or two terms, go home. Mm-hmm. Don't jump from the House to the Senate.
More citizens need to stand up and run.
Grassroots campaign. You don't need to have mega amount of money to win. Look at that trucker from Pennsylvania that beat that long-term time Democrat, and he only had $153.
Who's he?
I got to do some. I think Jeff knows about him.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
I'll do some research on it and text it to you, Martha. Are we coming to the end of the show?
Hey, God bless you all. Wake up, America. Wake up.
Okay.
Call in now. 556-9696. Wake up.
We're at the end of the show now. We got to go.
All right.
Sign the recalls this week. I'm going volunteer.
And I'll see y'all Thursday at Liberty or Lockdown.
MSC Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Well, the rain chance gradually stepping down through the latter part of the weekend and early next week. There's going to be a weak front that comes down. Keep the temperatures only in the middle 80s by early next week. Thunderstorms yet for the evening tonight, ending though. And then they'll return to scattered to likely for the afternoon tomorrow. And just scattered on Sunday. In the morning tomorrow, 70s. Tomorrow goes to high into the upper 80s. Spotty thunderstorm Sunday afternoon, partly cloudy, upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Tony Tone. The Chase Tyler Band. Cupid. Life. Jennings. Jay Jones. Lisa Amos. Lil Nathan. And more. Delicious Louisiana crabs and delights. And other Louisiana food, entertainment, and family fun. All at the St. Tammany Crab Festival, September 10th and 11th. Heritage Park, Slidell. Gates open at 11, 12 and under. Get in free. More info at sttammanycrabfestival.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Broadcasting LLC.
This is the big
John Mason Show. Heard on 540 AM KTIB, 1020 AM WHMD, 1540 AM KAGY, 1560 AM WSLA, 88.5 FM KJFM, and 990 AM WGSO. Come talk to Big John about the big ideas of the day in a convivial atmosphere. He's a real conservative, not one of those country club Republicans. He's pro-family, pro-education, pro-
A test that shows that there is an element of the polio virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
President Joe Biden intends the groundbreaking for a future Intel microchip facility in Licking County near Columbus, Ohio. President Biden explains why this could lower inflation for Americans.
And as we saw during the pandemic, when factories that make these chips shut down, the global economy comes to a halt, driving up costs for families and everyone, not just here, but around the world.
Chips are essential in both military technology and everyday goods like cars and appliances. The White House says that creating them domestically will strengthen the supply chain and potentially lower costs. This past week, the city of Memphis saw a teacher abducted and killed, along with a deadly shooting spree. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy assures his office is trying to take a tougher stance against repeat violent offenders.
What a horrible week we have had here in Memphis over the last week. We get that. We understand how the public feels, and we want to reassure the public that we and law enforcement are working around the clock on these cases to prevent things like this from happening in the future.
Josh Duggar's deadline to file an appeal on his child pornography conviction is delayed once again. KNWA-TV reporting this is the third time the former 19 Kids and Counting Stars lawyers have filed for an extension. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appear to be having some technical issues here, gremlins, but I'd like to thank everyone for joining us for the Friday edition of the Big John Mason Show. And, of course, it's high time that I finished the tale of four mayors, and I was going to finish it yesterday, but a little voice says, hey, you should probably put it off until Friday. And boy, am I glad I did. And I know you've heard it all over today, but Mayor LaToya says, hey, I'm not paying back any of the money that I used to fly first class. And her rationale for doing so is that I'm not an employee. I am an elected official. And of course, that begs a question. Who signs her paycheck? I'm pretty sure it's the city of New Orleans.